time for a podcast already?
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, check 1, 2, check 1, 2.
I didn't know that.
What's up, listeners? Welcome back to another episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. As usual tonight with me, my co-hosts are Maddie and Zach. Say hello, lads.
What's going on, guys?
How's everybody's week?
Besides the work week. I mean, hate talking about work, but I mean, hey, this is the part where it dwindles down. We're in the weekend right now. And I guess what we're just looking forward to is the pure entertainment that's going on, you know?
Pure entertainment.
Yes. And when I mean that, I mean, we got sports entertainment going on. We have literally new stuff coming out now. I mean, just reading from articles. I was pretty stoked about it, reading some of the horror movie news headlines that came out.
It's
small stuff. Yeah, small stuff, like with Conjuring, how the John Wick director really wants to get on board with directing a Blade project. That was pretty cool. That was a good read, and I hope that that actually falls through.
Haven't they been trying to bring back Blade for a while for Marvel?
They have, but the problem is, though, I mean, I think there was that controversy where, you know, looking at Wesley Snipes, they know that he was too old to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that was their first choice that they wanted to bring back into it. They wanted to just revamp it, come out with a new series of movies.
Well, obviously to tie in with the MCU. It was going to be a Disney Plus show. I don't remember, seeing it.
I think it was a new series of movies, because I think what they were trying to gear this towards was tying it into Morbius that would be coming out.
I was going to say, okay. Yeah, they still owe us that one on DC.
They still Yep. But there was a couple of cool things. The Conjuring, they're in the works now of writing a chapter 3 for It with Pennywise. There's just
like
a new cool
story?
Things. Well, it'd be chapter 3 of the new It movies. So it'd be an addition to what they have right now.
All right, so this is going to be a potentially dumb question then.
Yeah.
Is this already, like, do we know the story? Because, like, I didn't read, like, isn't it a novel?
It is. It is a Stephen King novel.
I didn't read it. So, like, is this already written information, or is this a brand new story?
Oh, no. This is based off of the remake. So, like, if you go back to the old It movie that was shot, like, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
This one is supposed to be the remake. It's supposed to be the continuation of where they left off in their chapter 2 for It. So, you saw the two It movies, right?
I'm confused. Right. So, like, I saw, like, the original one a million years ago, so I don't really, I don't want to say, like, I don't remember it, but, like, I've seen, you know, the new ones.
Right.
Recently. Well, yeah. Within the past whatever years. So, like, where does Chapter 3 go?
That's going to be a new written part continuing what happened after Chapter 2.
Okay, so then is this in the book or no?
No, this is completely rewritten.
So brand new.
Yep, this is a brand new writing continuing after the book.
Okay, so nobody knows what's going
down. But again, the ideas are generating. They really want to write a chapter 3, and the actor who played Pennywise, I can't remember his name.
He's stoked.
He really wants to come back, and he wants to reprise the role as Pennywise.
Okay.
So
he was good. I liked it.
He was.
I liked it.
I thought the new ones were okay. I mean, I'm not gonna splurge over here and say, oh my god, they were great, they were fantastic, phenomenal. But again, just for a remake and for what they did, the movies, I feel they did justice. I thought they were good.
I liked the casting.
Yep. So, and I did like that they incorporated a lot of the older stuff from the older movie that we know, and of course from the novel, they incorporated a lot of that material into the new movie.
Okay.
So.
There's some
cool stuff going on. I mean, I'm kind of addicted to this because, like, if anybody's on Facebook and social media, there's all these websites where it's like, we got this covered. Horror lives here. There's, like, pages on Marvel and DC movies galore.
Yeah,
and of course, I mean, yep. And if you think about this, right, like, That's the part where you got to be careful, because you don't know what you're reading that is fan made or fan predicted, where it's compared right. now to like, what comes out of this. Right.
What trailer was it? Was it an Obi-Wan trailer? And you're like, oh, did you see the trailer that dropped today? Was, and I'm like, Matt, it's fan made. Do you remember?
Well,
was it?
Well, yeah, that fucking got me. I thought that was legit.
It was good.
It was very probably, good quality.
I honestly,
you know?
I would probably prefer that one over the actual one when it drops.
Yep. And that's kind of funny, too, because Ewan McGregor is, he's coming out now. It's funny. Like, did you guys actually read, like, the article that was posted recently about him? How he's, he's kind of dogging on the prequels. Like, he's trying, it's not that he doesn't hate them, but he's
disappointed with the fan response to them, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yep. So, he's not dogging on them, he's not hating them, it's just the unfortunate part where people were dissatisfied with the movies, the prequels.
Yes.
So. But hey, he has a new project here, he has a new moment to shine, and that could be beneficial, and I think that's going to be rewarding for us Star Wars fans in the future. But yeah, what else is going on? I mean, at this point, I got my beer cracked open here. I'm ready to talk some pop culture tonight. I know Zach's ready. He's on a fire flame there with Lego tonight.
It was supposed to be Lego tonight until some other shit happened that I don't fucking want to talk about right now.
Well, we all have bad days, and believe me, it's one of those situations too. Like, I kind of had some occurrences happen today where it's like, you know what? Why? Like, what the hell? Like, everything could happen. Like, I'll give you a good example here, right? Like, walking in, right? So, trying to get into my lab today, all the doors are locked in the building. And it's like, no, I have to give a final. Like, you would think that all the buildings are ready to go, we're ready to move. But, I mean, it was just a simple fix. Call maintenance, get them to unlock the door. And, again, problem solved. But I think it was like when I was coming home and just trying to get the grading process going, you know, just trying to do 15 things at once. That's where I just got frustrated. And I said, screw this, you know. We'll be a happy camper tomorrow.
Why was tomorrow?
Well, a lot more time. I got the whole day to sit down, do all my grades, do all my thinking, get all my stuff organized. So it's just better.
You guys got ahead of us because like we went back a week earlier than you.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, we just finished up. Today would have been... For us, we just finished our last final today, so...
Lucky. Like, Keystone 2, or just...
No, Keystone, I think, is... they're additional. They're a week ahead. Okay. So I think there's one more week with them.
Yep. Yeah, our finals are next week. Like, I had lab finals this week and regular finals next week.
I think it has something to do with the spring breaks. I mean, you know... But
we didn't get one
knows.
Of those, which I really could have used one. I don't know, because we had research day too, so like lots of stuff stopped during like that Tuesday, so maybe that's where it is, because classes were canceled for research day.
Yep.
Maybe.
Could be. That could very well be. Could be. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess where do we want to start? I mean, I thought it'd be more appropriate to start this week off and obviously cap off with, you know, I mean, what's going on TV right now? What have we been paying attention to last night? And, of course, right now that's happening live right in back of me. Of course, this is, you know, we're recording here on Friday evening. But, yo, the NFL draft, the first round is in the books. Rounds 2 and 3 are right now being currently recorded here, and the teams are picking up who they want. It's almost like Christmas time. I love draft time, you know? I don't know how you guys, if you guys like the draft or, like, that's, like, a big part. Like, to me, it's kind of like the equivalence of where, like, people get into, like, March Madness. You know, it's their time to shine and fill out their brackets, enjoy it. Like, the NFL draft just has that momentum where it's like, man, you know, get your jersey on, start rooting on your team, you know, get behind them, and just enjoy the picks that we could grab, you know? Like, and so far, I'm actually...
The movie draft day, like, every year for it, but, like, this year I couldn't. I'm just too busy with work and school, so.
Have you ever watched an NFL draft, Jenner?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I have to say, congratulations on you guys picking up Mac Jones.
I saw that yesterday from Alabama, right?
I just want to pick up on something Matt said. Matt said actually enjoy
go ahead.
Players that they drafted. That is true, unless you're an Eagles fan, and then you never enjoy draft picks.
Oh, so you're talking about What's going on? What draft pick are you referencing here?
The fact that the kid from Notre Dame was still on the board and the Eagles drafted a center.
Okay.
Because, you know, Mr.
Yeah, Howie, so you
fucking Roseman doesn't value linebackers.
Yep, and I thought that's who you guys were really going to go after. Jeremiah Asua-Kamara, I think his name is. That's the linebacker. But, yeah, you guys took, I think Brandon it was a center guard, Dickerson, right?
Who, mind you, had four season-ending injuries while at Alabama.
Ouch.
But hey,
so there's some history there. Fit for Philly.
Why would we have good players?
Yeah. Yep. And of course, hey, the Jags got Trevor Lawrence, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, another I saw career that. Waste.
Yep. So
sorry, did I say that out loud?
I'm
sorry.
that's just sad, Zach.
I'm looking forward to it. And you know what? I get where you're coming with because, you know, in Jacksonville, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, listen, I've been a fan and I've gone through the good times and I've gone through a lot of the bad times. So, but this is a good time because I mean, this is a brand new spanking quarterback. They're really trying to build around it. The cons, you know, they're a great owner, great family. They really care about the franchise. And I think this was the part where it was like, no more relying on a veteran quarterback. No more trying to trade with the team and get a QB and get them in here. You know, they tried the Blake Bortles thing. That didn't work out. It was just not the right system, not the right quarterback to get him through. Maybe this will be the next one because now they're building around Trevor Lawrence, and that's not going to be a season to obviously bring out the outcome. That's going to be multiple seasons to prove, and that's an ongoing development. So I hope they do develop around him. I hope everything goes good. You know, I'm so excited. Trevor
Jags
Lawrence.
Jags and Jets, only two franchises where career-defining players go to have their careers ruined.
That's true. That's true. I'm not gonna sit here and deny it. Not gonna sit here and deny it.
Philly in that, for the matter of fact.
Yep. Well, I still think Jalen Hurts. I think there's something there that you could enjoy.
Oh, man,
you
know? We're gonna have the first.
No, I really do.
Next year, you watch. 0-16.
You think you?
Yep.
No way. You guys are gonna go 0-16.
Have you seen our defense?
Well, I know the defense needs help. I mean,
one
yeah.
Big name besides Darius Slay that we have on our defense and Fletcher Cox. I'll wait.
Well, I mean, you guys carved a lot of people out. So, I mean, yeah, this is, I mean, you're probably going to be relying. You're probably building. You're now going to be drafted around and developing around Jalen Hurts, you know? Which is kind of funny because I think, you know, for most part, I think, Jen, you're in the same boat where now you have a young quarterback, they're going to develop, and they're going to do the same thing, respectfully.
I'm telling you, he's going
to build around a young guy.
He's going to win six Super Bowls just because it's Bill fucking Belichick.
Well, I don't. do you really think Bill Belichick is going to be there that long to get another six Super Bowls?
Yes.
Just because he's an asshole.
Oh, man. See,
he's
I can't
gonna,
see
he's
that.
He's going to die in Foxborough.
Oh, God. So he's a Foxborough forever guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was very questionable.
He's also the source of Goodell's pleasure at night, too.
Robert Goodell.
You know, since we're on the football topic, can I bring up a spiking topic right now?
Okay.
Because I read this. I mean, you know, everybody tonight, if you're listening in on our episode, this is kind of like, this is literally, you know, we're just sitting back and we're just relaxing tonight. This is us. There's no predetermined and organized document
roster
to go by. Yeah, so we don't have a lineup. We don't have a task list or anything like that. We came in here and we're like, you know what? Fuck it. We're just going to talk and we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Well, we
bring up some topics. Bring up some topics that.
So
yeah,
that's why.
And
we're
that
doing
was.
This.
And we liked that. I think we were all prepared. We were ready for our regular program that we would have had tonight. But that is actually going to happen in the beginning of June. Thank you. So more to come on that. Plus we have Gordon Frazier next week, a gamer that'll be on with us. So that'll be cool stuff. And Zach, I still kind of keep going at that. I think you're going to have a ball with that because you guys might get on some topics with one another. But plus two, I think there's some questions that I want to ask them as well.
I'm currently playing Valorant, so.
Nice.
Yep.
Valorant?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Is that a PC
it
game?
It's basically a second version of Counter-Strike, just a lot better. Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, how about this spiking topic, right? So, we talked about this, but we never brought it up on the podcast. It was a forgotten topic, because I remember etching it out of the document the one time going back into the Google Drive. And what happened was, we were supposed to talk about Julian Edelman, because at that time, he just announced retirement. He left the Patriots because he couldn't pass the physical.
Yeah.
So, and that is, I mean, right now, go ahead.
Something happened that I'm not aware about that's going to make me very upset.
You may be upset in the near future.
Is he signing with Tampa Bay?
100%.
What happened? Hear me out on this, and I want you guys to have the floor as soon as I explain this. I'm not going to say anything. I want to describe it. I want to explain it. And then right after that, I want you guys to bring out the comments. So here's what happened. On Pat McAfee's podcast show, by the way, it's a fucking great podcast show. If anybody really wants to get into sports, and they really, because I fucking love podcasts. I mean, I listen to sports podcasts like there's no tomorrow. I also like listening to Joe Rogan. But Pat McAfee, it's entertaining. You know, he's really down to earth. He has a lot of cool guests on, and he just does a lot of crazy crap and brings up cool topics. He's kind of like us, how we go like into the pop culture mode, like he'll somehow connect things together. But he had this on with Tom Brady. There was a couple other people. I think Mark Wahlberg was in the panel.
Uh-huh.
There was a couple others. It was like there were six people, and these six people were talking to Julian Edelman in the interview. And of course, Pat McAfee was mediating it because, you know, he was just kind of looking over the interview process here, bringing everybody on board.
After he retired?
This was this past week.
Okay.
So this was this past week. So if you actually look up Pat McAfee on Facebook or Twitter, you'll definitely see what we're referencing. And I guarantee you, Jenna, you're probably gonna go right after commercial break here. You're probably gonna fire onto Twitter to find this video. But what happened was Pat McAfee was asking Julian Edelman, you know, what's going to go on? Like, are you serious about retirement? And of course, everybody was kind of chiming in, you know, kind of bullshitting there with Julian. Tom Brady comes up with it. He's like, oh no, he's going to be playing. Now this is Tom Brady saying this while Julian Edelman is on the other part of the interview. So he's like, oh yeah, he's going to be playing with us this year. He's going to be in Tampa Bay. Now that's what Tom Brady says. And he's not laughing about it. He's kind of just like shit smirking about it. And it's like, you know what?
So it's either going to happen or he's just being a dick.
But I'm telling you right now, because he even said, you know, if he feels fine enough to play, he will play. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, listen, if teams don't want you, they could deny you because they could decline the physical. If you don't pass it, they can easily decline you. But as a player, if he's feeling fine to play, and of course he's getting the support in the back from Tom Brady and other players that are already there on that team, that right there by itself, they could overthrow that and say, no, we're not going to go for the physical. We're going to decline the physical.
How can you decline a physical if you're not okay to play?
Because the physical is just, it's a recommendation. It's a clearing to play. So, like, I'll tell you this. If there was a player where they said, listen, you know, based on your physical, you didn't pass, we don't think you should be playing. Well, yeah, you don't think you should be playing. He could go to another team and he could try out again, and they could tell him the same thing. Listen, based on your performance here and based on this, we don't think that you cleared and we don't think you should be playing.
So then how do you bypass a physical then?
Well, certain teams have... Because I feel
like that's liability towards the team if you're not up for playing. Like, he had some serious knee injuries. Like, I just think that's...
Yeah, he did.
If he really can't pass a physical, I think that's a really bad call on his part and the organization and the NFL as a whole. Like, that's...
If the organization is willing to let him play, he's playing on his own terms, and it does not default against any emergency nor any injury of their, like you said, like a liability.
Yeah.
That is his own will and his willpower that he came out, he declined the physical, and he is playing on his own will. That bypasses and that does not go against the policy and conduct of the, what do they call it, the physical performance.
So then here's a dumb question. Why didn't he decline the physical on the Patriots?
Well, I mean, look at the organization you're playing for. I mean,
he wanted out. What a snake.
Well, not only that, though, but I think New England is just, it's a tighter and it's a more strict football program. But I mean, when you're down in Tampa Bay and you got Tom Brady and Gronk hanging out, plus the funny thing is, none of those players are getting lost from the Super Bowl team. Everybody's coming back on the Tampa Bay roster. So right there, that's already a sure thing that this could be another Super Bowl repeat. It could be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But now if you go and you get a guy like Julian Edelman to join the team?
Yeah.
Wow, just... holy dick move, Batman.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. Well,
you never know. I'm just saying,
throwing his shit out next.
Right, and this is the guy that came out with those shirts, right? The Foxborough Forever movement, you know?
Yeah.
I'm Foxborough Forever. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Wipe your ass with that shirt, because that means nothing now, you know?
No, it really doesn't.
It's a huge piece of toilet paper, in my opinion, if he pulls that dick move, you know? But yeah, how do you feel about that? I mean, Zach, what do you think? I mean, do you honestly think you could see Julian Edelman joining Tampa Bay?
I can, for sure.
I'm just going to prove my point that I've been saying for the past 8 years that the NFL is a rigged fucking thing to get money.
Okay. And I've been saying that too for a lot of years, that the NFL has been a rigged sport. You know?
Jesus.
You never know. I mean, it is. It's a Vegas sport, you know? Good way to conjure up the gamblings, you know?
I'm just not going to watch anymore. It's fine.
I know. And that's kind of how I would treat it as a fan. Like, if that ever happened, like, it would be like, why? Why did this have to happen, you know? But I could see it. I guarantee you, 4 to 7 weeks before the season starts, Julian Edelman lands in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm calling it. I'm saying between anywhere of 4 to 7 weeks before the season starts, Julian Edelman lands in Tampa Bay.
So you don't think he's going to go down there now for, like, the summer training camp?
Oh, no. I mean, hell no. I think, because, you know, they're kind of letting this go. And I think there's after a deadline. I think once it goes into June, that starts to, they start to eliminate contracts off of, off of teams, too.
So I think, space.
Yeah, so now they're trying to build space, which... I mean, there's a lot of controversy going on with Aaron Rodgers right now.
I was just
going
to say, I saw that they're not releasing him.
Yep. Well, as of right now. But in June, now think about this, right? Because there's a stipulation in his contract that if he's still there by June and he wants out, they could eliminate $23 million off of his contract. And think about that. For an organization like Green Bay to rid $23 million off of his contract, you're actually opening up cap space for more players.
Wait. Say that again? I'm not understanding.
So there is a time period, I don't know what it's called or a clause, but in June, based on his contract, that if he's still with the team and opts out and wants to leave Green Bay, after the June deadline, they eliminate $23 million off of his contract. And what that does now for Green Bay, now think about this, right? At that time, maybe the general management is saying, yeah, we're not going to get rid of him because they're waiting for June so that they could, if you want to leave, all right, fine, Aaron, we're going to get rid of you. And you know what we're going to take with us? We're also going to take the $23 million right off of your salary that you were actually offered, and now that's going back to us. Actually, we'll let you leave. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I guess I don't understand, as if you have a contract and you break it, why would you still get paid?
There's clauses. There's time. Everything go. I'm not big into this. We need a sports specialist to break down the contracts. But okay. I know that there is a June deadline. There is a June deadline for Aaron Rodgers, and that after this deadline, they could eliminate $23 million off of his contract, which would be a convenient time to let him go and let him walk, and then he could go to fucking Broncos if he wants. He could go to the Raiders, which I think that would be the pick. I think he would go to the friggin' Raiders.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I think Chucky's too high on Derek Carr.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like how you use Chucky. That's such a good nickname for him.
So if he, but like, so I just pulled up like an article, and it says that he has, like, his contract is through 2023. Uh-huh. So it's only 2021, so how can he get out of it?
Players could opt out.
They could also retire, Jen.
And they could retire too.
I guarantee you, Rodgers is going to retire in June.
Retire and come back.
Yep, and don't, and let me just put something there, right? Think about who retired at a previous point and then came back into the NFL to play for different teams.
Brett Favre. Yeah.
Well, what did Brett Favre do? They cut him from Green Bay, right? He retired. Then what happened a few months after that? He gets a call from the Minnesota Vikings. Right? Now he's playing for the Minnesota Vikings. He leaves Minnesota, then he goes and he plays for the Jets. So, again, that's the thing. You could opt out of your contract if there's opt-out clauses, but the big way out of it, and that goes to his benefit, is that he could retire. He could easily say that I'm leaving the organization, I'm done. And, yeah, well, they would say after this deadline, if they could eliminate money off his contract, they put that money back in pocket, and now they have money to go after talent. You got to remember what's going on right now. They're drafting. They're drafting right now prospects to build around what they have currently in the system, plus what they could get off of free agency. It's a lot of shit. It really is, Jen.
Right, but like, so I'm just like thinking, because like, I don't know if you guys know, but he's engaged to actress Shailene Woodley. I don't know if you guys know her.
I know who she is to see her.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never, like, to me, like, she doesn't stand out to say, oh yeah, I know what movie or TV show she was in.
Okay, well, she was in, like, the Divergent films. Like, I know your wife's probably seen them. And, your wife's probably seen them, and she was in on, like, familiar. ABC Family and Freeform, the American teenager, the pregnant American teenager girl. That show. That was her.
She does sound familiar. Well, so, the shows do. That Divergent sounds familiar. I want to say Lauren did watch that.
Yeah, Matt, that was like the, I don't know, like, I don't want to say like a different version of the Hunger Games, but like it was like the same like dystopian future, blah, blah, blah. Like they all came around the same time. So I'm sure you've heard them before. But so they're engaged, and like Shailene splits her time in between like New York, LA, and Boulder, Colorado.
Okay. And I'm assuming Boulder, Colorado is the residing point of Aaron Rodgers and his lovey love?
I don't know, because I don't know how that works, because obviously I would assume during football season he's in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
Never been to Boulder, Colorado. Wonder what the hell's out there.
The Broncos are close to Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
So it's actually like trending on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, like, I don't know. Like, maybe he's gonna retire so, like, they can have a life. I guarantee I don't know.
Retire. Is it a retire?
I don't know. I
How
still
old
see
is
him.
He? Does anybody know?
I think he's 37.
He's 37.
I really think he's gonna come back, though. I think he's gonna... He might take the retire move, but he's gonna come back. He's gonna come back, and he's gonna play for another franchise.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I think it's gonna happen. Or, I'll tell you what, if he doesn't come back and he does that, then he's probably going right to Jeopardy. Oh,
he's going to go to Jeopardy.
Yeah, I saw he enjoyed hosting.
He did. He really did. He liked it. He actually gave a positive he gave positive feedback on it. He expressed how interested he was for it, and he'd do it again.
I think Ken Jennings should be the new host.
I think he should, too. Yep. I think he should, too.
Ken Jennings.
Well, rather than me be the chatty Cathy, like I said, I know that's a lot of football talk. And, of course, you know, if we could ever find somebody to go over the fine details and comb out the contract detail, I mean, I would really love that because, like I said, I know I'm not explaining it to the T. I mean, I'm only giving it based on deadlines and what you kind of look up briefly by looking at the contract broken down in Google. You know, but there is a June deadline in that contract that would eliminate $23 million off of his contract.
Okay.
So that's something to keep an eye on because, again, if they are able to do that and he's able to walk, well, they actually benefit off it because you go bye-bye, we get money back off of it, and now you can go play for another fucking team.
Yeah.
You don't want to be here? Fine. Go play somewhere else.
Agree.
So I was never a big fan of Aaron Rodgers, though. I have to be honest. I was never a big fan.
Yeah, and I think he's going to slap you when he sees you if he hears this.
I could take a couple slaps from him. He's fine. Zach, how about you? Are you? I mean, do you like Aaron Rodgers as a player? I mean,
I overhyped. Do.
Okay, you do, Jen?
Yeah.
Yep.
Overhyped?
No.
Would you consider him elite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would.
Interesting. I'm a little tied in. I'm a little torn in the middle on that one.
Listen, if he wants to come to Foxborough, I will hold the door.
Of course you
would. Wide
of
open
course
for
you would.
Oh.
Of course.
Listen. You know, the funny thing is that there's a big image floating around with him in a Patriots outfit. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Meme?
Yeah. Kind of looked like a Star Wars picture, you know? Belichick looking like the freaking Master Jedi.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't because that's just going to put, like, hope in my heart, and I just can't right now. I just can't.
Well, put me down for the Raiders. I'll bet $100 on the Raiders. So.
Okay.
Yep. I like pissing away money. Why not? Let's go.
All right.
So it's the one that fucking wins like $300 on lottery tickets every night.
Yeah, Yeah, I can make that back on a scratch ticket in no time. You know, sure. All right, so, I mean, does anybody else have anything to bring up, or do we want to go to a commercial break before we start chit, you know, chit-chatting a little more? Because, yeah, I mean, there's some more, there's some more topics that I want to bring up, but...
Same, I mean, got a few.
Yeah, so, I what I would like to do is, real quick, shout-outs to our people over there at Fallen Down the Rankings. They had a really good episode. Yo, I really kind of just...
Like, I saw on Facebook Wayne's World...
Yes, that's what I wanted to share.
Why wasn't I invited to this, man? Like, Wayne's World is my jam.
I really wanted to promote that, and I want to give a plug in that. Falling Down the Rankings, Wash Cushion the Gang, Joe and Jim. That was a cool episode. I actually listened to it today. I love the rankings. I thought they were really good. The only one that I was really upset not seeing on the character rankings was the gas station attendant, which was Charlton Heston. Okay. That would be that drama moment where he's talking about, yes, I used to know a girl on Gordon Street. And I was just like, all right, you know, that's something memorable, because when he's going back after Cassandra, because she's getting married to Christopher Walken. Yeah. And before he gets to the church where he's looking for the Second Presbyterian Church, he meets this guy at the gas station, and they keep changing them out because it's like, oh, wait, no, we need somebody really dramatic at this role. And it's actually a big time actor at that time, Charlton Heston. And he's like that smooth voice that, oh, God, I thought that was a cool character, a cool cameo in the Wayne's World movies.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, shout outs to Falling Down the Rankings. You know, this is a nice little plug in where we just want to say, hey, friends, what's up? And if anybody is listening to our episodes here at the Garlic Jar Podcast Show, why don't you take a minute, maybe take a day out of the week, and actually listen to a couple of their episodes. They're a really cool bunch. So, all right. Jen, can you kind of take it from here? Do we want to go to a break?
Yeah, we're going to go to a break real quick. So stick with us, guys, and we'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We are here. We are ready to go for the second half of the episode. And yet we do not know what our title is, but it will come about as we keep going through our topics. So real quick, I just want to kind of let everybody know that I'm indulging in my libations this evening. Got myself a nice ice cold beer, not cold beer, but ice cold. Definitely turned the temperature down in my cooler to 35 instead of 37. So I went two notches down, and I'm enjoying a forever-licious, flavorful glass of the Jim Beam Vanilla, which is currently now sold out in Peckville, the liquor store there. So if anybody's looking for it, I'm sorry I bought the last bottle yesterday.
You. Okay.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
And it was on sale for $16.99, yeah. and I'm enjoying it.
You're welcome.
Yes. You got me hooked. I mean, this thing could literally be concocted with a very mix. I really think it could go with a lot of different cocktails, to be honest with you, because it's got that cream taste. So, I mean, usually if it's vanilla-based, like, it could go with a lot of things. It could go probably with something chai. It could go with something coffee. It could go with maybe fruit, you know? I was even thinking of maybe doing, like, a vanilla whiskey sour. Did you guys ever have a whiskey sour?
Yes.
Okay, like, I like the whiskey sours. Like, they're actually cool. That's like a summertime drink that I'd like to have, maybe with a margarita or a mojito. But yeah, sometimes I like the occasional whiskey sour. But I'm thinking, man, if it had maybe a hint of vanilla, that'd probably be pretty good with, like, the orange cream taste, like, kind of like a creamsicle, you know? I don't know.
Pass.
You're not a big orange. Wait, you're not a big orange fan, are you?
I love orange, but, like, creamsicle is, like, eh.
I think it might be Lauren I'm thinking of. Somebody I know is not a big fan of orange.
I love orange.
Okay. Yeah, I love orange. I love citrus. But yeah, moving on. I mean, yeah, so that's my libations for the night. Zach, are you munching on anything over there? Chips, peanuts, anything, snacks? Do you have any drinks on hand?
Jack with Pepsi and the last of my Jim Beam Vanilla, which I went to buy more the other day and it was sold out. Thanks, Matt.
Bubby. And Jen, what are you enjoying tonight?
Water, as
H2O.
Usual, yes.
H2O. That's hydrogen and oxygen, right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. See, I know.
All right, I'm kicking the door in on this shit, so I got lots to say and not a lot of time to say it. So first, I'm gonna start with, you're gonna like this one, Matt. First of all, I don't know if you know if you did know that HBO Max is doing a Green Lantern series.
Okay. Yes, I heard about this. Yep.
So did you see who they cast?
Is it definite, though, because...
Yes, it's Finn Wittrock from American Horror Story.
Okay. Because
and
in this same...
Guy Gardner.
In this same article, did you read the subtopic that was brought up about Constantine coming into the DC?
No, universe? But it should. It's always okay. Been a part of DC.
Well,
which,
there
like,
was...
shout out to my man Keanu Reeves and his.
You haven't done that in a long time.
I know, but listen, because we haven't, like, I haven't found a way to weasel him in, but, like, here, perfect opportunity. Constantine, if you haven't seen it with Keanu Reeves, watch it because it is great. It's great.
Can you go back to, like, I'm not saying to do it right now, but, like, after we get done with the episode tonight or maybe tomorrow, because I'm pretty sure that article that you're talking about, I read it, and there's a subtopic underneath it. That says Keanu Reeves is being projected, but and they're really trying to press him. They're really trying because it would be Justice League Dark. Is that, do you know what I'm talking about? That would be like the next chapter of it.
I didn't see this, but they want my man to come back as Constantine.
They want as Constantine in the DC universe.
I would love that.
If you think about that, you could really tie John Constantine, the character, into the DC universe because...
Well, he is in the DC universe. Like,
he is.
I know you don't watch Legends of Tomorrow, but there's a CW show which takes a bunch of DC characters and put them into, like, a time-space continuum. And, like, they have to go back and fix, like, the timeline and shit. And Matt Ryan, who had a one-season series on, I don't know, NBC, CBS, whatever, Constantine, he plays Constantine on the show. He's also very good, but... You know.
Matt Ryan, the fucking quarterback?
No, the actor, Matt. The actor.
Oh. I thought we were talking about Matty Ice. Okay. No, I'm dead serious. I don't know who Matt Ryan is. I'm thinking Matt Ryan, the quarterback.
Don't know who Matt Ryan is?
I'm looking him up right now.
Well, I shall wait.
Hang on. Matt Ryan.
Go to IMDb.
Yep, there's the quarterback.
He plays John Constantine in the MCU, like the DC use. Like, he's on a lot of TV shows.
Oh, yeah, I know who this guy is.
Yeah, he plays Constantine, and he's fantastic. But, so, like, you've seen Lucifer, right?
Yep.
So, like, you know how, like, Lucifer is kind of like a flamboyant asshole?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's how Matt Ryan plays Constantine.
Well, because there's already a Justice League Dark. I don't know if it was a cartoon, but there was something based in there where John Constantine is part of the series with the Justice League and DC Comics. And that's what this new initiative now, obviously, if Zack Snyder moves forward with more Justice League movies,
it's not going to lead Zack Snyder. It's friggin' Warner Brothers, and they're being, like, dicks about it.
But it's the Snyder cut, though. Like, Snyder did the Justice League.
Yeah, he did.
But if Warner Brothers gives Snyder the movies, that's the big what if. I mean, because actually, did you hear what Ben Affleck said? He doesn't want to come back and do any Justice League movies if Zack Snyder's not directing.
Well, good, he shouldn't. If I were any of those characters, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I think that's a good standstill to actually put up against Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if Jason Momoa and all these other people, they come in and say, no, you know what? I'm not doing your movie. You know what? I'm not actually doing it unless you have this guy directing.
Well, they shouldn't.
I think that's a hell of a statement. I think that's a good standstill.
I feel like they better eventually cave because we deserve those movies and so does Zack Snyder.
Well, I thought I'd deliver you the news because that Green Lantern article that you're talking about, I literally
There's a billion of them. Yeah, like this one's Deadline. I know, but... Like there's nothing John Constantine about it, so that's why
Yeah, there was a subtopic underneath it, and I was like, oh, wow, because I saw where it was like Keanu Reeves. And I was like, you know what, that would be really cool if they tied, because he already played in the movie, we already had him as John Constantine. That'd be a really good casting to put him in the DC universe.
Yeah, there was like an animated film.
Yeah, there was an animated film called Justice League Dark.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Keanu didn't play.
It was Matt Ryan.
Was it Matt Ryan?
Ryan is Constantine, the guy that I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, there you go. See? And not the Atlanta Falcons quarterback, everybody.
The overrated Atlanta Falcons quarterback.
No, no, no.
He's an asshole.
Agreed.
Anyway, moving on.
All right, so moving on. I got some other stuff to say before I turn it back over to you. I don't even think that we touched base last week that Captain America 4 is proceeding. I think somebody had a little too much to drink.
Who, me or Zach?
You. You this time.
Well, me. Okay.
So I think we wrapped up there without, like, talking about it.
Okay. So, explain.
Captain America 4 is coming.
Is there anything else that we could add to it? Is there any projections, like, where it's going to go?
Well,
what storyline it's going to follow?
So, apparently, we all know the ending titles, how it switched from Falcon and Winter Soldier to Captain America and Winter Soldier. Apparently, because Bucky is no longer the Winter Soldier, they wanted to change his name, too, but they thought the fans were going to take away from, like, the Captain America change. So, okay. Like, they left it as Winter Soldier, but Bucky's gonna get a new name. And, like, we're not sure if he's just gonna go by, like, Bucky Barnes or if he's gonna be the White Wolf or what the deal is. So, that will be addressed, hopefully, in the film.
Well, I could see the White Wolf because I think they've actually referenced him that in Wakanda.
Yeah, that's what Wakanda called him, yep.
Yeah.
The White Wolf.
And I would like that. That'd be pretty cool, you know?
Sergeant Barnes is equally nice enough as well, so.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't sound like, I mean, okay, superhero names, Spider-Man, Thor,
Bucky
Iron
Barnes.
Man.
Yeah, it fits.
Bucky Barnes. Listen. You know, like, you get somebody to come in and give that little, in Bucky Barnes.
No, it's too pussyfoot. You can't do that.
No, it's
too
not. Generic.
It's
get
too generic
here.
For a superhero.
Yeah, like, you need a name. Like, you need to be, like, the Thunder God, or, like, something like killer, you know? Need something good, like...
The White Wolf is gonna do that? Like...
Yeah, I think that's pretty I think that's pretty majestic.
Majestic, alright.
Yeah. There's some Arctic shit going on there.
Okay.
You know? Anyway, but yeah, I like that. I like the fact that, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, if we watch... Can we be honest, though? I mean, we all watch the series... And I think that's what we're all really hoping is that if it's not going
to
continue the Disney Plus series, at least give us a movie to go.
I think they're doing both.
You know?
I think they're going to do both.
If they did that, I'd be doing cartwheels, not flips, but cartwheels.
I really like the Disney Plus.
You could get me on video.
Use a video in a YouTube.
I like
video.
Them because it's.
You could. You could take me into the emergency room after too.
We get more time out of the series than we do a movie. So.
Okay. All right.
I like the series because then you can watch them like a mega movie. It's great.
I gotcha. So, I would be stoked. That's a word I haven't used in a while on the podcast. I would be stoked if that came up.
Same. Now we're just counting down the days to Loki because that's going to be.
That's
amazing.
June. It's right around the corner. June 11th, right?
Yeah. It's another like month though.
It is. I mean, but before you know it, it'll be here, you know?
Have you watched The Mighty Ducks?
I didn't get to finish it. Please, no spoilers. That's one thing I'm going to finish tonight, actually, when I get done editing audio. All right. So,
also, other TV series that dropped this week.
Keep going.
Handmaid's Tale, season 4 came back. I know you don't either of you watch that, but...
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen it. I do like that the lady from Mad Men is in there.
Elizabeth
she's a
Moss.
Good actress. Yeah, she's a good actress.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's quite good. So, season 4 dropped 3 episodes on Wednesday night, Thursday night, whatever day it was, but I had to make time to watch them. They're quite good.
Now that I'm thinking about it, she also played the lady in The Invisible Man, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was a good movie.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. That was a really good one.
I think she's good. She's good in, like, everything, so.
Another versatile talent, yeah.
Yeah, and she did a lot of directing on The Handmaid's Tale for this season, apparently, too, so.
Mm.
That's nice. Good for her.
That's interesting. Good for her.
So, yeah. And then another TV show which you guys don't watch. I don't know if your wife was going to watch it, but it's called Shadow and Bone. And that's based off of, like, a young adult novel series, which I didn't read the novels, but...
Why does that sound really...
Because it's number one on Netflix. If you pulled up Netflix, that's all you're going to see is Shadow and Bone.
That might be why.
Yeah, and it's been trending, like, number one for, like, a solid week now, and it's probably going to go for, like, another, like, week or two until, probably, I would think, until, like, Lucifer or something else crazy comes out. But, I don't know, I thought it was really good. I liked it, so.
I have to give my wife credit. That Lucifer show was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
and actually, I want to give Chris credit, too, because, actually, I got to give the origin of credit here, because Conte, my buddy... He actually was the one that recommended.
Oh, he's a smart man.
Yeah. He recommended that to both of us. So Lauren found it. She started watching it. She got me into it. I just didn't get to catch up with every episode, but I know what happens. I, you know. It.
Yeah.
Well, we were the ones that told you about it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I blew through that. That was incredible. And actually, Lucifer, he cameos in the Legends of Tomorrow series that I was telling you about to meet Constantine. He actually does a cameo in one of the episodes as Lucifer.
Oh, see?
Mm-hmm. So fans were really excited about that, but I'm like, I don't watch the show, so it doesn't mean as much to me, but now it does because it's amazing. So yeah, the trailer just dropped for season 5 part 2 of Lucifer today, so I think it's going to be quite a ride. And then we have season 6 coming up probably, I don't know, end of the year, next year, and that'll be the last.
Okay. That's not bad.
That's something to look out for.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm done. I think. I might think of something else, but you can proceed. I was going to
say, do you have anything else in the canon?
I might, but you can, I will... humbly turn the scepter over to you.
No, don't turn it over to me.
Instead of, like, Sparta kicking down the hole.
No. Let's turn the scepter over to Zach, because he has a rant, another Lego rant, that he needs to tell us about.
Okay.
No, and I want to know about this because, I mean, I'm going to be ordering product.
Are you ordering soon. R2-D2 tonight? It's on sale tonight.
No, I'm not going to do the R2-D2. I did decide on that. I'm not going to do the R2-D2.
Okay.
But, Zach, I got to ask you, can you please explain your Lego rant?
Well,
what's going on?
I ordered the new helmet series that came out. So it was the Probe Droid, the Scout Trooper, and Darth Vader helmet on release night through PayPal, which when you go buy your stuff from Lego, don't use PayPal.
Really?
I always use PayPal. PayPal has a pay hold, so if they don't process the order within a certain amount of time, they will put on the order status to contact customer service, which I had. So I emailed them.
Oh, no.
And I was like, my order status says to contact customer service. I don't know why that happened, and it's happened to me before, and it's kind of annoying. And they said, well, it was ordered through PayPal, so... PayPal has like a 3-day hold or whatever, so that if we don't process the payment, then we have to get the info.
It's 3 to 8 days, by the way. I know what you're talking about, because I was through this when people purchased off of me off of eBay. It's a 3 to 8 day business process.
Yeah. So I was just all right, well, can you just cancel the order and then I will, you know, reorder it without using PayPal, because I don't have time to call you guys.
Because that would be the easiest outcome, right? Cancel the order,
their normal response of, no, you can contact customer service here to cancel your order, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, fuck you too. So I'm browsing my email tonight, and it says that my order was shipped. So why the fuck are you going to come here and tell me to contact customer service if you're just going to fucking ship the order anyway?
Did they take out the money out of PayPal?
I didn't even look. I was so pissed when I saw that it shipped. Like, I'm happy that it shipped, but also I'm pissed that it shipped because they told me to contact customer service first.
What the hell?
Yeah. That's
Yeah, because they're telling you one thing to cancel the order, but
to cancel the order. They were telling me to contact their customer service to get my info again after I already entered it in their fucking website once before.
Okay, yeah, that's confusing. And you know what? I have to say, I'll be honest with you. I've actually had pretty good luck with LEGO and their customer service because I'll give you a good example. They didn't send us a free set that they were supposed to ship after spending so much money. Called them up, got in touch with them, and they sent it right out. They sent it immediately. It was like at my house in like 3 days. It was like quicker than what get the product.
I called them out on their bullshit. You know? Because how is it my fault that they can't process the fucking order in time when they're out of stock of bullshit of shit? That ain't my fucking problem.
But I think even if they were out of stock on it, because mostly it goes to back order, so they probably would have put you on a back order.
That's the problem. I never went to back order. It just said out of stock. It never was saying on back order. So that's not my
problem. That's not your problem. That's bad communication on their part.
Yeah, it seems like LEGO has a lot of that.
Yep. That's wow. I can't believe that.
I can.
Well, that makes me worried about using PayPal now because I don't know if I really should use that moving forward. I wonder if I should just use the credit card.
That's what I'm going to do from now on. I don't like to do that, but that's what I'm going to have to do because I ain't going through this shit again.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, the sets that I'm waiting for are the UCS sets, you know?
I'm ordering the gun shit.
And I just got done, you know? Like, I just transferred money. Like, I got... Like, I use PayPal quite a bit. No, because I transfer money, you know, and I utilize PayPal. Now I'm really thinking maybe I should just put it back in my checking account, you know? I'm actually glad that you brought that up because it does. It makes me a little worried about that.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
That's LEGO.
The contemplations of life. Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate you bringing up the LEGO rant and explaining that to us. I'd be pissed about that, too. I would. I would be pissed.
It's just annoying to deal with it constantly.
Yeah, but in a way, you got to be pissed about it because you're told one thing, but then why'd you ship it?
Yeah,
then?
Why are you going to tell me to, you know, go in and contact
Why go back to customer service? Why ship it anyway? Yep, that's what I mean.
If I take a stab at it, it's because who you talked to didn't know, so...
It could be.
Shit happens. You're getting your stuff, you know, so...
And more than likely... Exactly. You are getting your stuff, so that's a good thing.
Did it ship yet?
Yeah, it shipped already. I just didn't get it yet.
Oh, you'll get it in 4 days. You'll get it by Thursday.
Nice. So I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah. Well, the only other things that I want to mention is, you know, I kind of went through... We kind of had a conversation... before we got on the podcast about this, it was kind of funny because Jen and I were kind of like, well, are you sure it wasn't a fan-made trailer? And I do. I like that we kind of bring that up because that's important to obviously stress that, you know, sometimes when you... Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's important that you bring up that stuff. But there was a promo thing brought up today about the Indiana Jones trailer with Chris Pratt. You know, and I mean, that's big. It's just a promo trailer. It's nothing big.
That's real? Because, like, Harrison Ford said that Indy's going to die with him. So that's why I want to make sure that it's real.
Right. And I think it's more so just promo where it's like, okay, you know, maybe it could just be appreciation. Maybe Chris Pratt is just doing something because he loves Indiana Jones and they're just doing like a dedication to Harrison Ford. And that could be the factor, but it's just pretty much saying that, yeah, Indiana Jones is coming in 2022, you know? It doesn't say that Chris Pratt is going to be playing Indy. It's just that it's a small trailer, it's a small thing with him cracking the whip, and that's it, you know?
Now, is that, like, did they, you know, superimpose his face on, like, Harrison Ford?
Yeah, because it looked like it was the old shoots, like the old style. So that's where I think that it was just promo, it was just dedication to it, you know? But the other things, I was stoked about this because we could all agree on this. The Blade movies. First off, I'm going back to the Wesley Snipes movies. I love those movies. I thought they were great. I love the Blades here, the Blade movies. And of course, the big talk is that Marvel wants to obviously reboot it. they want to reboot, but they're not going to reboot with Wesley Snipes as Blade. They obviously want somebody new in there. And the director that did the John Wick movies, he is already like on board saying, I would really love to tackle these movies if they're going to reboot, you know, the series. And they've already said that Blade will make an appearance in the MCU because with the Morbius movie coming out, Morbius is going to tie into, and it will have an appearance there with Blade eventually, you know? And again, I'm no guru with Morbius comics. I know Morbius from Spider-Man, following the cartoon and following the comic books, but Blade does make an appearance in Spider-Man comics where, you know, he's helping Spider-Man to capture and contain Morbius as a villain, you know?
Okay.
Because he's uncontrollable. He's at a blood frenzy. He's literally going around New York City, biting people left and right, turning people into vampires, trying to build an army. And who's there to help? I mean, Spider-Man doesn't know this stuff. He's not the expert on it, but who is? Blade, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that could be a cool tie-in. And who knows? Maybe Tom Holland and whoever they cast as a new Blade working together. That would be, oh my God, that'd be super sick. You know?
Weird.
But no, I do love the old. Do you guys remember the old movies? The Blade movies
with Wesley Snipes? I haven't seen them since, like, I don't know, early high school, so it's been a long time.
But from when you remember watching them, did you like them?
Yeah, I think so.
Zach, I know you were saying you liked them because you saw them. Yeah, I like them. I think they're awesome. So I think that was pretty cool. That was one thing I came across this week. And then the other thing that I wanted to touch base on was I just don't get the concept of... Well, first off, let me introduce this first. Unbreakable. Did anybody ever see that movie with Bruce Willis? It was an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes.
Okay, so we remember Unbreakable. Awesome, awesome movie, by the way. One of my favorites. Because it kind of captivates like a real world, like a real life superhero instead of like a fictional like comic book MCU superhero. Yeah. And I loved it. I loved it. Samuel L. Jackson, he plays the villain in there as Mr. Glass. And they came out with that movie, Mr. Glass, called Glass, right? It's a trilogy.
Yeah.
But there's a second movie in that installment where they had, it was called Split.
Correct. James McAvoy.
Yep. And did you ever see that movie, Jen?
I have.
Your opinion on it? Did you like it?
I'm not touching this, Matt. I told you I wasn't going with cancel culture, so there's no comment from me on the subject.
Well, I'm just going to put it out there because, number one, I don't think it's offensive. I don't think it is. For a petition to go out there and say that you want to get rid of it off of Netflix, then go out there and take the other movies off of Netflix, too. They were already starting to say that. They want to get rid of Taken movies off of Netflix. And those are big movies. And I mean, I get where we're getting at, but I mean, if you're just going to point, that's the thing though about this type of movie series where if you have Unbreakable, you have Split, and then you have Glass. I don't know if it's Mr. Glass or Glass. It's part of a 3-point movie. I just don't like that. I don't like that there's a point where you have to rent it off of Netflix. I'm not going into it. I'm not going into the offensive contents. I'm not going into the controversies of cancel culture. I just don't think that it should be removed. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Plain and simple. But I hope that there's more projects down the road. I mean, they've talked about that down the road to actually say that maybe there will be something more after that with Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Willis, and James McAvoy and making another movie. I don't know. I don't know. Will there be a fourth installment to the movies with M. Night Shyamalan? I don't know. But that's where I'm going to say. And the other topic that I was going to bring up, too, is that we have another Conjuring in the process of being made.
Yeah, well, it's done already because it's coming to HBO Max in June. June, I think it is. June or July, one of the J's.
This is the third movie, by the way. Third movie, right? Conjuring 3.
Well, plus, like, The Nun, that was the Conjuring universe, too.
But I mean, does it go, like, is it tied to it, though? Like, is it part of Conjuring?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see that one.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I mean, was it good? Okay, that's not good. Okay, I never saw it, and I was actually contemplating, like, should I watch this before going into, you know, because I actually like the Conjuring movies. I thought the first and the second one was good.
Well, wait a second, because here's where I get, no, so, like, the Conjuring and, what is it, the Annabelle movies, aren't they all in the same, like, universe?
Yeah, Annabelle was a prequel to it.
Well, so, there's, like, three of those. Annabelle, and like then there's like The Nun too, so like I think it's like a series of like, and then there was I don't know if you guys saw the La Llorona movie. I don't know if that one fits into there too, but
that's a new one to me. I never heard of that.
You
one
never saw that? So that was when I went to Universal for Halloween Horror Nights. That was the first haunted house that I did, and it was actually really cool. But I think like, it's, like, a series of, like, eight movies that are all, like, together, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they did have The Conjuring Chapter 2, though. What I'm saying is they, like, based off of that first one that we saw, first one was actually really good. I liked it. I loved it.
Yeah. So, like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, this would be, like, the chronological order based on, like, the time in the movies. It would be, like, The Nun. Then Annabelle, like, Creation, then Annabelle, then The Conjuring, then the third Annabelle, then, I don't know where you'd put that La Llorona one, but then it's The Conjuring 2, and then the new one.
See, I gotta watch these. So it's, wait,
it's
hang
like
on.
It's a whole universe, Matt.
La Llorona and the
Curse
Nun.
The Curse of La Llorona, yeah. I think La Llorona's in this series. I think. That's a, add an asterisk to that one, because I'm not 100% sure.
Because I saw, like, the Annabelle
movies.
The Curse
of La Llorona is like, yeah, so the Annabelle movies and The Conjuring, they're, it's all like in the same universe.
Okay, yeah, and right. I know that they tied that in because obviously they reference the paranormal investigators that obviously took the doll, you know, and obviously that's still actually preserved. It's at a museum preserved and show that it's locked in a lockbox. It's locked in a lock case that you could see. And it's not anything like the doll that they depict in the movies. That's first off, that's Hollywood. But the doll that they have in real life, that's actually in a showcase, it kind of looks like a Raggedy Ann doll, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
It's really old school looking with the red curly hair, the triangle eyes, and, you know, the little polka dotted dress. Dead serious. Google it, guys. I'm not even joking. But I can't think of the paranormal investigators' names, but they tie into that because they take the doll and they obviously, it's kind of like a John Zaffis type deal where he comes in and puts it into his museum and says, "Well, what do you want me to do with it? Do you want me to take it or do you want to keep it here?" You know? But yeah, those two movies are actually sparking interest because I don't know how they tie into the Conjuring universe, I guess you could say.
So,
you
like,
know,
I think that La Llorona ties into the universe because Father Perez shows up and he's played, like, Tony Amendola plays the father.
But the La Llorona, what is that? Like a possession movie? Like an exorcism?
No, so it's like, okay. It's like a ghost story. So, like, the Mexican tale is, like, the women, I'm sorry, there was a woman and, like, her children drown. So now she tries to go after kids to replace her children. She tries to take kids. Yeah, it's a lot. And actually, when I went through the haunted house, there was, like, a family in front of us. And all of the La Llorona ghosts, they tried to, like, claw after the kids, and I'm like, oh my god, it's because of the legend. And I felt so bad for the kids because they were scared,
you know. That kind of reminds me of the Banshee.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, like the wailing, it's kind of like that, but like,
yeah,
it's a different,
well, you would know, because, well, actually maybe even Zach would know this, like if we look back at like folklore, like if we go back to like how they've referenced the Banshee is obviously an Irish term,
correct?
But because you said the Mexican part, like,
correct,
where it's like, it's a Mexican descent. There was actually a paranormal investigation that there was a scenario. I can't remember because it was on Paranormal Universe or Paranormal Investigators on Travel Channel. And they had this where it was the Screaming Banshee. It was the Wailing Woman in Mexico where you know, they heard this hollowing cry of a woman, mm-hmm. blood-curdling scream because she lost her child.
Yeah, so this is like, yep. the Spanish or Mexican version, kind of a banshee, kind of. But it's specifically geared towards children because her children drowned. So there's like why to it.
And I'm pretty sure that's what this was.
Well, like, a banshee could just be, like, you know, like, a woman, like, wailing for, like, her ex-lover or something. It doesn't have to be children for, like, the Irish lore.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. I don't know. It wasn't, like, the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, but, like...
It's an interesting tie-in, though.
Yeah, like, it's just because Father Perez shows up. So, he was in, I think, the Annabelle films.
Yeah.
So, they're all tied to the same universe. So, if you want to write down the order, it would be, like, The Nun, Annabelle Creation, Annabelle, then The Conjuring, then the third Annabelle. I think LaLorne is in there, and then Conjuring 2 and the new one.
Wow.
Yeah. You got a lot of watching to do.
Yeah, those are two that I have to literally go back to. So, I have to watch The Nun and LaLorna.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying The Nun's great, because, like, kind of like Mortal Kombat. It's like, you watch it once, you're like, all right, I'm good.
Okay.
So like, it's kind of one of those. Don't get your hopes up, yeah.
Kind of like a Resident Evil movie with Mila Jovovich.
I love the Resident Evil movies. They're so much fun.
See, I can that watch them, but...
That was a haunted house I did, too. Escape from Resident Evil City, yeah.
Nice.
That was fun. Such a good trip. Nice. We'll have to go after the pandemic's over.
After the pandemic's over, of course.
Yeah, we'll make it.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally the only thing I have. The only other thing I want to share with you, Jen, because you'll fucking love this, is that Jason Statham
has reported that they... Oh, God, how did I forget about this?
They are going to be shooting, starting in January, the Meg 2.
January 2022, yes.
Yeah, how about that?
That's phenomenal news. It's probably the best news I've heard all day.
And you know what? I can't understand this, because you saw the first one, right? Of course.
That's
right?
A joke, right? Like, that's right. One of my favorite shark movies.
Well, that's why I said, of course. And yes. I know that you said that, because I remember on Shark Week you said that.
Yes.
I liked that movie. I thought it was good.
It's fun. Me too.
Yeah. I thought it was good, but people, they dogged it. They trashed it.
I don't know why. It's Jason Statham. Everything he's in is gold, so.
I mean, I get it. He's not, like, martial art Jason Statham kicking ass, like, transporter.
He literally goes after a giant ass shark.
He goes after a giant ass shark, right?
How much more badass do you want him to be? Like, come on.
God. No, I'm excited that they're bringing
it. I've seen that.
You've seen the Meg? Thank God. Okay.
You saw the Meg, yep.
We can continue being friends.
The Meg was cool. Meg was cool.
It was great.
Yep. The Meg was cool. And I just want to... I'm going back to Shark Week, because I was probably... Well, I know I was... I know I was bold. Yeah. So I apologize. I apologize about that. Not really. But I'm a fond believer that, you know, the ocean... there's so much undiscovered in the ocean. And that's why they always say there's so many species that we don't know of. There's so much life that we don't know of, because it's such a big environment. And I still keep that possibility that, you know, there could probably be something still out there comparable to the Meg in the ocean. Okay. I really do. I know we talked about that on Shark Week. I know it's a broken record conversation, but basically what Maddie's saying here is that I believe the Megalodon is still alive.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see. I believe a version of Megalodon is alive. I don't know if it's the same one.
Maybe a little smaller. Maybe like 10 feet shorter.
I think it's still down there. But so, like, I'm going to nerd out for a second.
Go ahead, please.
So I always like kind of like wait and see to see like what the token shark movie of the year is going to be.
Oh, and... my God, there's a spider on my desk.
are you joking?
No, hang on. I got him.
Did you just
kill it? Oh, yeah. God, oh my. We got to take a commercial break. Oh my god. That scared the shit out. He literally just came right up out of the lip of my desk, crawling towards my keyboard, and I'm literally sitting here. My god.
I vote we leave it in.
I'm a Jen.
No, we don't have to. We don't have to.
Oh my shit.
You could just do that technical difficulty sound. It's fine.
Oh god. That was scary. Okay.
Take a drink. You're okay. You're safe. Didn't even to sing you a song.
No.
Okay. You We're sure?
Good. Nope, I'm fine.
Okay. I would sing you one as long as you promised it wouldn't end up in the episode.
Oh my god, it fucking fast. That little bugger freaking beamed. What the fuck is going on around here in this house? God. All right. Where were we? Let's reconnect.
Okay. So, sorry about those technical difficulties right there. But I'm going to nerd out for a second. And, like, I always take a look to see what, like, the token shark movie of the summer is going to be. And, like, I'm still not, like, 100% sure because, like, we got a couple things in the pipeline here. And I think two of them at least look promising. Two out of the three. But I can't say if these are coming out this summer or if they're coming out next summer. So before I open my mouth, let's check. All right, so supposedly this one's coming out in 2021.
Can I say something really off topic right before you start?
Yes.
Getting back to the draft, Matt. I just want it to be known for everybody listening out there that the Eagles are a complete shamble of an organization because there's a video of literally Howie Roseman being the only one excited about a draft pick that they made. He literally...
Did they show video of it?
Around the entire draft room, fist bumping everybody, and the main person on the scout team looked absolutely disgusted. That's your 2021 Philadelphia Eagles for you.
So there's video footage of that.
Continue, Jen. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Zach.
That's cool. You good?
Go ahead.
All right. So, I don't quote me because it says date set to surface unknown on these, but it looks like we're getting a Reef 2. Like a sequel, like The Reef from Ryan Reynolds' wife. What's her name? Blake Lively. The Reef. Did you see that one?
Oh, wait, not The Reef. It's I think it's a different movie. Yeah, it's a different movie. I know that. It's a different title. Not The Reef. Oh, because I just watched The Shallows.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Well, we're getting a Reef 2, so that I don't know what that is, because I don't think I've seen The Reef.
If it's anything like The Shallows, The Shallows is horrible.
You take that back.
I thought that was actually good.
It was fantastic, Zach. What film did you watch? Oh my god. All right, I need to return to my information here so I don't, like, spaz out. We're supposedly getting a Sam Worthington shark film, which
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Avatar, Terminator, what was it? Salvation. Trying to think what else he was in.
Clash Sam Worthington. Of the Titans.
Yep, yeah. Clash of the Titans, yep. So, I want to say he was also in, help me out here, too. Wasn't he in the remake of the Mad Max?
I think he was
in Mad Max, maybe? The remake.
Maybe? No, I think he was. I think you're right.
I think he was.
Was he the main character? I could be wrong. No, Tom Hardy was the main character in Mad Max.
Sorry, guys.
So anyways, he's getting his own. It's called Alphas, and it's like sharks versus killer whales, which, I don't know, that's interesting to me.
Oh, Free Willy.
Yeah, Free Willy. So, that one's gonna come out, which I think would probably be cool. There's called Something in the Water. And it's like a boat trip wedding, so clearly that's gonna go 100% wrong.
Oh, God. Is that a Sci-Fi Channel movie?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never heard of it. Like, this is just like, you know, me Googling like token shark movie 2021. Something in the water movie. Oh, apparently it was a book. So I don't know. It just sounds bad. It says The Shallows meets The Reef. All right, so it looks like I'm going to have to find out what The Reef is. And then there's supposed to be a Great White, which will probably be amazing.
Yeah, double check that, because sometimes they have these movies, because with Shark Week, you know, and then Sci-Fi kind of coming out with these movies, they do a lot of theme with the shark, you know?
Well, yeah, but like, I don't know. Like, I love animal movies, as you know. Like, Anaconda, because that pisses Matt off. Fuck.
Here we go.
But, like, I love, like, stupid animal movies. Like, I watch every single one of the sci-fi movies. I just enjoy them. I don't know. Yeah, Great White. Now, it doesn't look like it's a... Doesn't look like it's a sci-fi special. I could be wrong, though. Thriller, mystery. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'll watch it. The poster looks cool.
You'll have to send that to me.
I will.
No, I do like shark movies. I really do.
I like shark movies. I like snake movies. I like alligator croc movies.
Okay, yep. And Sci-Fi is definitely the channel for you for those movies.
It is. Like, I've seen all of them. Like, Killer Croc and, like, the desert things. And, yeah, yep, I watch them all.
Three-headed shark, volcano sharks.
Yes, yeah. Like, Sharknado, of course. Yeah, I watch them all. They're entertaining. I love them.
Like, Piranaconda.
Yes! That was another one. Yes! I watch all of them. I'll have to actually see what Sci-Fi's summer lineup is going to be, because it'll probably be wild.
How about the Sharknado films? Were you a fan of those? Or?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, I like them too. I mean, they're corny. They're shit films, but they're just great to be part of the pop culture.
You can't not watch them, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Trash, but you can't not watch them.
Yep, no, I hear you. Well, I think tonight is a good time to end on one of our segments that we're going to keep doing now for the next, I'd say, a bunch of weeks. Because first off, let me explain something here. We have a little envelope drive, and that's what we're calling it. This is the envelope drive. Oh, listen to that. You hear all the people saying yay in the background, all the kids, aw.
No, because I didn't know what this was.
An envelope drive? What's that?
Okay, well, what I have here is that we have an envelope drive, and in these envelopes, we have random questions that are being asked by random fans of the podcast. And I want to give a special shout out to my class for contributing to this event. This was awesome. Guys, thanks for doing this. This was a nice little bonus assignment that we had this semester. We tied it into cloud computing and online media and resources. And I think it was pretty cool. And what they did was they contributed a question. Now, for the next 10 weeks, we're going to bring up a random question that we're all going to answer. And it's based on what they wrote. And they want us to answer it to our knowledge.
Okay.
So, for example, for tonight, we have our first envelope drive. Okay? Yeah. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. I have the envelope right here. All right. And the first question of the night is that if you were any animal and you could pick, what would you be?
Who's going first?
Does it have to be living or can it be a mythical animal?
It just says... Just says if you could be any animal, what would you be?
I'm going to allow any animal, Zach. It could be dead or alive.
A dragon.
Okay.
Mythical animal. Okay. This is a tough one.
If you need a minute to think, I'll go next.
I would be a cicada. No,
you would not! Good God, what is with you and the bugs? Oh my God.
I would be bugs. A bear.
A bear? What kind? A bear. Which kind of bear? Black bear, brown bear, polar bear?
I'd just go with a chill bear. I'd go with a black bear.
Okay. I would be a great white shark because I am an apex predator.
Okay.
That's why.
Well, I like the bears because I think they're great fishers, number one. They like to fish. They like the rivers and the streams. So they share something like that. I like fishing. So, yep, going after some fresh trout out of the river. Yum, yum, yum. Give me some. Okay. Not only that, though, I mean, breaking bird feeders, bending the hell out of shepherd poles, getting the feeders off. Yep, eating garbage. Yeah, I mean, that's my type of guy.
Okay.
What do you got over there, Dragon?
I mean, listen, anything that can breathe fire through its fucking mouth, I'm down with.
There you go.
Oh, man.
That way I That's can make insightful. Bitches understand that, you know, personal space.
Oh, yeah, my God. Said it.
Come Zach. At me.
Let's not. How about let's not.
You fire-breathing bastard, you. Oh, God. All right, so there you have it. There you have it. We have a great white shark, Jenna being the apex predator.
Well, technically, you would also be an apex predator. And, like, you technically, know, I guess Zach would also be an apex predator. That time, because what's going to eat a dragon?
No, but you know what, though? Like, I go back to the bear, because if you remember the Jungle Book, right? Remember Baloo?
Baloo, yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, he was so chill. He was so awesome. It was like, you know, the bear necessities, you know? You just enjoy yourself, relax, eat what you want, feel great, you know, do what you want to do. You know, he's like the hippie animal of the world, you know, don't antagonize him, don't piss me off, let me just do what I want to do, you know. Okay. I like to fish, I like to put my head in a pot of honey, you know, I like, you know, God, garbage, you got some good snacks in there? Yeah, I'm going to eat the shit out of that.
I have some breaking news that I have to break right now.
Does it have anything to do with bears?
No. It's quite hilarious, though. So, well, it's kind of, we just talked about Blake Lively, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were at the Yankees game tonight, and Clint Frazier signed his hat and gave it to Ryan Reynolds, and it says, "To the Green Lantern."
Oh, God.
From Red Thunder, and he signed it.
Oh my god!
If you can, were you Ryan Reynolds, like, come on, man, Deadpool.
He might, yo, he had might actually,
done it on purpose. He had to have.
He had to have. That is funny.
He posted that on Facebook, and he said, "Thank you, New York Yankees, for the home run derby, and thanks to Clint Frazier for knitting me this authentic Yankees skull cozy."
Oh, that's awesome!
Green Lantern. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
So it was hilarious. It was to the Green Lantern from Red Thunder.
Yeah, and then he signed it.
That's Clint awesome.
Frazier. Yeah, I'm gonna tag.
I love Clint Frazier. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Clint Frazier's the man.
I'm gonna tag you too, so you can see it.
Well, I think that's all we have on the podcast tonight, guys.
Yeah.
I think we should conclude. Zach, do you want to take us out for the night or what?
Nah, he's good.
Okay. Well,
I say anything else.
Stop pressuring the boy, Matt. Stop pressuring him.
Just all right. I go on so, another 20-minute rant about personal stuff I don't want to talk about. Just end it.
Dude, it's completely totally understandable. Fine. So let me do my sign off here. It's been real. I'm going to enjoy the bare necessities of my own over here. And you know what I'm going to also do? I'm just going to say this. Thanks for joining us. You guys are a great audience, okay? And looking at it, we're going to be back with more episodes. And please, stay tuned for next week because we have Gordon Frazier. We have a gamer coming on with us. And he is going to discuss a lot of gaming shit with you guys next week. And in fact, if you guys want to email us any questions, if you want to email us any... Right, prior to. I mean, gamers galore. Electric City Esports. I know that you guys have been listening to our podcast too. Thanks, guys. We appreciate the plugins. We appreciate the support. If you guys have any questions and you want to ask Gordon, let us know. We have a lot of topics and he has a lot of stuff to go through. Cool guy. And he's going to be with us next week. Zach, I know you're excited about it because, I mean, this is gamer versus gamer. Gamer going, you know, I can't wait to hear the exchange of information because this is what it's all about. Like, I love that our podcast is more pop culture. But now that we have gamers, like, on board, and that's what I really want to start pushing. Like, I want to really start pushing more of, like, the esports. I want to start talking more games. And just getting more involved.
As long
in
as
that.
You don't talk
because
about
it's such
League
a big
Legends,
scene,
I
you
don't
know?
Care what we talk about.
Oh boy. Well, you might be in a conversation there
Fuck
of your
game.
Own. But okay. But I am excited for next week and we do appreciate him coming on. But listen, it's that time of the night that we have to sign off. Good night, everybody. Sleep tight. Don't let the cicada bite. Little bell, and her made a little bell.